We love you, Bill.
Be strong.
I'm going to sing a song for you.
From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is Cosby, Unraveled. I'm Annette John Hall. The trial of Bill Cosby is well underway. To catch you up, Cosby is charged with 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. While dozens of women have accused him of drugging and sexually assaulting them, this is the only case that has led to criminal charges against the comedian. The prosecution's star witness, Andrea Constant, spent 7 hours over 2 days testifying this week. On one night in 2004, Constant says that Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her at a suburban Philadelphia home. WHYY reporter Bobby Allen was in the courtroom during the testimony. Bobby, take us back to that night in 2004. What does Constance say happened?
So Cosby appeared with these 3 half-blue pills and said to Andrea, quote, I have 3 friends for you to help you relax. And at that point, he took her to the couch and said, I'm going to let you relax. And the muscle strength in her body started dripping away, she said. She said she wanted to move her arms and legs, but felt like she couldn't. She said she felt like she was frozen, and she wanted it to stop, but there's nothing she could do. And that's when she started to realize that Cosby was allegedly assaulting her. Now, Cosby has maintained that it was consensual. Throughout this whole trial, Andrea has said, how could it be consensual if I was completely incapacitated and basically paralyzed?
About a year after the alleged assault, Constant told her mother what happened. What can you tell us about Constant's mother?
Her name is Gianna Constant. She's a real character. I mean, she is kind of retired now, but said she volunteers at a gas station. And when she took the stand, she just had something about her that was just, for lack of a better way of putting it, she was just very real. A few times, Gianna Constant said to one of Bill Cosby's powerful defense attorneys, you're asking me really random questions about really minor things that I forgot a long time ago. There was an audible chuckle heard in the audience, and there was some reaction too among jurors because she was saying sort of what we all were thinking.
When Constant told her mother about the alleged assault, what did Gianna Constant do?
She wanted to confront Cosby on the phone. She wanted to know what kind of pills he had given to her daughter. So I should say up front that we don't have a recording of this, so this is all the account of Gianna Constant. This is her saying what Bill Cosby said. According to Andrea Constant's mom, Gianna, Bill Cosby, he admitted what happened. Not only said was the sexual contact consensual, but he said that Andrea derived pleasure from it and that she had an orgasm. And Andrea was listening secretly on the other end, and she said, I, and then hung up the phone. When that bit of testimony was read, there was just a loud gasp in the courtroom.
Wow, that sounds pretty intense. How did her mother react to the phone call?
She said, quote, I was fuming. And that's when she described to the jury that she got really aggressive with him. And when she was asked by the prosecution, why did you get aggressive with him? She paused and her face just kind of melted and tears started streaming down and she needed tissue after tissue. And there was something about that question that was triggering to her. That's what made her break down. And that was one of the most emotional and dramatic scenes of the trial so far.
What do you think the jury took away from all this testimony?
I think they walked away thinking that it was a really good day for the prosecution.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right, thanks, Annette.
A number of Cosby's accusers have come to the trial to show their support for Andrea Constant. To them, she represents their voice. WHYY's Dana DeFilippo spoke with 2 women who say they were also drugged and sexually assaulted by Cosby.
One was a woman by the name of Victoria Valentino. She was a Playboy bunny in the 1960s. And in 1969, she had met Bill Cosby. She actually had a tragedy. She lost her 6-year-old son. He drowned in a pool. And Bill Cosby, they knew each other, and they were together in some social situations. And on one of those situations, she was having some problems with grief. He offered her pills to make her feel better, supposedly. The next thing she knows, she is not in that location anymore. She's back at his apartment with another unconscious woman who was a friend of hers. And she says that she was vaginally raped.
We have to remind folks that this is almost 50 years ago, right? 1969.
Last time I was in a room with him was the time he raped me.
She also said what she thought of the trial.
Well, I think they are doing everything they can to discredit Andrea and Kelly Johnson and her mother. And I'm very offended by it because I know his true nature. I was his victim, and I know many of his victims, and I know them personally, and I know who they are, and I know their truth. And we are here to stand in truth.
And what about the other alleged victim?
Lily Bernard is an actress from L.A. She's a beautiful woman. She has that big afro, natural hair. She said that he drugged and raped her in the 1990s in Atlantic City. She was afraid to come forward at the time because she felt like she was a black woman accusing a beloved celebrity of something horrible.
I don't want to appear as a victim anymore. Bill Cosby did hurt me very badly, and he betrayed my trust. And he damaged me long term. He did not ruin me. And what I witnessed today, but what Andrea displayed to me, is that even in your most vulnerable state, you can still display courage and strength.
There's a trial of Bill Cosby in the Norristown courthouse, but there's also a trial going on in the court of public opinion. Comments on Twitter have been harsh on both sides. There has been a lot of support for and pushback against both Bill Cosby and Andrea Constant. We checked in with WHYY's social media editor, Jared Michael Lowe, who's been keeping track of this.
What are some of the things that you've seen about Andrea Constant on social media?
It has been kind of visceral. There's been memes of her image juxtaposed with comedians like Carrot Top, Richard Simmons, and Howard Stern, and people actually just mocking her overall image and look, from how she wears her suit jacket, even to her curl texture.
And has Cosby been getting the same criticism?
It's been mostly mixed. It looks like it's divided between people who are in support of Cosby, the image of him being America's dad, going to trial and standing up with him, and also people who are pretty angry and upset that the focus is on the celebrity part of the trial and not so much on the victims, especially Andrea Constant, especially some others who are alleged victims.
Jared, I want you to give us some examples of what you're seeing, but certainly this is something that the prosecuting attorneys warned jurors about, right? Please don't look at this man as Cliff Huxtable. Look at him as Bill Cosby, who's been accused of all of the things that he has been accused of. And so that was a warning from the prosecution to the jury as well. And I could see how people could tend to get the real mixed up with the TV dad.
Yeah, the mix up of real versus television image dad. And I think with the look of Keisha Knight Pulliam arriving to court with him, one tweet was, "It's not uncommon for children to stand by parental figures who've abused them and others. Someday, hashtag Keisha Knight Pulliam will regret this decision." So there's a lot of social conversation that's happening on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram right now. When the Bill Cosby Twitter account tweeted out hashtag The Cosby Show, hashtag Keisha Knight Pulliam, hashtag Came to Court to Hear the Truth, there was a pretty long thread of people actually responding. That's your TV daughter. That's not what's happening to you now. But there's also a lot of people who are supportive on that thread as well. One tweet was, "God be with you and your family. I still love me some pudding pops. And Bill Cosby is no OJ. I believe infidelity, yes. Rape, no." So along that thread that Bill Cosby tweeted, there is a lot of mixed reaction and reviews of the trial so far.
Jared, has there been any chatter on social media of people supporting the alleged victims of Bill Cosby?
Most definitely. I think you're starting to see an overwhelming response from people who are very supportive of the accusers. One tweet was, 60 women lied. You're in denial, fool, directed back to that Bill Cosby thread. But you're also seeing a conversation unfold around rape culture, women and people who have experienced rape. So in addition to like the celebrity aspect of it and Keisha Knight Pulliam and Andrea Constant, there's also this conversation about rape culture in the United States.
We live in a rape culture that both glorifies rape and doesn't take it seriously as a crime.
To advocates like Caroline Heldman, rape culture is about silencing, shaming, and blaming victims.
This is the only crime that we focus on false reporting. This is the only crime where we put the victim on trial, right? And so victims are blamed and shamed and told it's their fault.
Heldman has been observing the trial. She's with the campaign to end rape statute of limitations.
When rape survivors do come forward, they are shamed by others who ask them all sorts of questions that indicate that they should have done something differently, as though it was their fault that another human being committed a crime against them.
Heldman says that while many see a trial like this as a way for victims to get justice, it's also a reminder of the way witnesses are treated.
We saw the defense attorney start off by kind of shaming both of the survivors who were going to take the stand for not coming forward earlier. And then he proceeded to spend 2.5 hours doing a character assassination on one of the survivors. And he wonders why they don't come forward. That's the reason why. Trials like this.
For updates as the trial continues, subscribe to Cosby Unraveled, wherever you get your podcasts.